We are creating something. We are fortifying something. We are emboldening something. Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention. It is what I will be focusing on as we enter into today's session. It's what I invite you to focus on with me. But of course, if there is something you would like to add to this or anything else you would like to call into our ritual today, please do so. To get us started, I am going to light some sage just to cleanse our shared space and do a little mood setting. And as the sage is smoking and the space is being cleansed, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As you come into awareness with your breath, just begin to pay attention. What comes up here? How does the breath feel? How does the body feel? And anything that comes up, just notice and then let it pass in its own time. And over these next few minutes, I invite you to allow yourself to let go. There is nothing you need to do for these next few minutes. Nowhere you need to be, no one you need to be. Just let yourself have these few minutes to be present and take care of yourself. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and exhale, tuning in to the collective. To all of the people across space and time that are here with us, supporting each other, loving each other, loving this community, wanting to make ourselves better, wanting to make the world better. And we are all here together sharing this breath and this ritual. Slowly, you can allow your breathing to return to its comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. I'm always struck with the feeling of the collective in those moments, and that we're not alone in this work. No matter how difficult it may be at times to feel like people don't get it or misunderstand or disagree, you're never alone. There is always someone ready to meet you with love and compassion. And I hope this space is one of love and compassion for you. At least that's what I am trying to create with this for us together. I'm going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, call back in this theme of the other that manifests as community and anything else that you may have called into today's session as a focus or intention. Whoa! Okay, we have our first card that is the Tower in reverse. And we got this one a couple times last week. The tower depicts a tower with the dome on top tumbling over, being struck by lightning, fire blazing, and people falling in a stormy sky. And this card represents tearing down what exists so that we may be reborn. It is similar to the death card in that it is a release and a letting go, but whereas death is a natural process, the tower is one that comes to us because we've been resisting something. It's a lesson, but in reverse, we are creating something. We are fortifying something. We are emboldening something. We also have the Four of Pentacles, which depicts a figure with one pentacle in his hands, one on top of his head, and one under each of his feet with a little town in the background. And the Four of Pentacles is protection. It is sometimes fearful in that you don't want this thing to be taken away from you, right? The pentacles sometimes representing material wealth. It's lack mindset, right? That, oh, I don't want to lose these things. But it is also, I've worked hard for these things and I want them to remain mine. Whatever fear you have about this thing that you've created, whatever comes to mind, and it probably is to do with your community or a relationship, fear about losing that thing is not what strengthens it. That becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. When we hold fear that, what if this one choice is the fork in the, is taking the wrong fork in the path that leads me to destruction? You are only ever taking steps out of trepidation, hesitation, doubt. When you take steps forward in fear, that is when the tower in reverse, we are emboldened, we are fortifying, we are strengthening. Protection is important. Trusting the right people with your heart, that is how you build this solid foundation, is not being afraid and keeping these things under lock and key, but remaining open, but smart. And knowing that you have your back and you have set yourself up for success because of the strength of your tower, right? Castles have moats around them for a reason. Those castles need to be protected. They need to be fortified. Every moat has a drawbridge. The Four of Pentacles is saying, make sure the drawbridge is working. Make sure those hinges aren't rusty. You know, make sure that people are still allowed to come and go. And the Tower in reverse is saying that is how we build this castle as a loving community, as a place where we can support one another in solidarity and strength and abundance and trust. Not in fear of when the other shoe is going to drop. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Tower in reverse and the Four of Pentacles, and our theme of other that manifests as community, our mantra is going to be, strength and trust are my divine architects. They're right there with you, building this thing, emboldening this thing. I am going to invite you here in a moment to take another breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of strength and trust are my divine architects. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, strength and trust are my divine architects. You've got this. You always do. But the reminder doesn't hurt. For our practice today, I want you to think about your moat's drawbridge. Does it feel a little rusty? Or does it feel like maybe it's been open for too long and it is time to draw it back up a little bit? There's some balance here. Think about where you're at and where you'd like to be. If it feels a little rusty, your practice today is to reach out to a safe person that you know is a part of your community that you can trust. If it feels a little too open, maybe today is a good day to set a boundary or remind someone of a boundary that you have or revisit the boundaries that you think are working for you. Do those boundaries work for you? Are those the ones you want to continue to hold throughout your relationships? Revisit those. Are those boundaries ready for a little refresher? Because all of these things, boundaries and relationships and the way we communicate and our needs evolve as we evolve, as society evolves, as the world around us evolves. These things aren't just set it and forget it. They're constantly being reinvented. And that's exciting. So if they need a little shine up today, don't be afraid to go there and give it a little love. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share it with someone else that you think would also enjoy it or could maybe benefit from hearing this message today. Let me know in the comments down below what you have in your moat around this, to belabor this metaphor. What's in your moat? You know, traditionally, it's like there's alligators in the moat around the castle. One of my favorite books in the moat, it says that there are merewolves in the moat, which is really fun, like wolves that are also mermaids. I think in my moat, I'd like to have koi fish, like a koi pond moat would be really cool. That's not just a pond, but a moat. That would be really cool. But what do you have in your moat? Is it there to protect you? Is it there to remind you to have a little bit of joy? Maybe it's just an animal you love. Let me know. What do you keep in your moat? Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective, here to help you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please leave us a like, subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Those comments down below, I genuinely do want to know the answer, but they are also really helpful for all of these things and for supporting this work. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.